On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, not a ton of news to talk about this week. We'll highlight what was there here in just a few moments. First of all, give us the numbers from yesterday. Where did the grains end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, this is probably our first real serious change of pace as far as pricing, market prices go through harvest. We did see an actual downturn when it comes to the corn and the bean side of the market. So week over week on that December corn board off about 7 cents. If you go out and look at the January board there for beans, we're down about 10 cents. And same thing kind of looking out into the deferreds for next year. D17 corn off 4 1/4, November 17 beans off about 10 3/4. Now, the wheat did manage to hold their own. They closed unchanged week over week, which is something we start to typically see this time of year. We start to see wheat separate itself and kind of hold its own out there. So KCBOT, July new crop 17 wheat unchanged, as well as the nearby December 16 wheat being unchanged as well.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about corn usage, and that's going to kind of lead into next week's USDA reports. But so far here this fall, this marketing year, pretty promising potential on corn usage, huh, Heather?
Yeah, we've definitely seen more activity on the corn usage side and the corn export side than what we've seen in the last several years. It's not completely surprising at this point when you look at it and how cheap corn is right now. We're seeing better margins on the ethanol side of the industry, so therefore more corn usage, as in we're seeing plants running at 100 or 110% capacity at this point, trying to, you know, take advantage of the margin that they are able to produce right now. The other thing we're seeing is a lot more corn for feed than maybe what we would have expected this year, given kind of where we've been at price-wise on corn the last couple years. But, you know, these lows that we've put in here in the last, month and a half, 2 months ago, those really kind of fed that that feed usage market, really kind of prompted corn to go into that market. The other thing we're seeing is a huge increase in exports versus the last couple years. Now, putting that into perspective, the last couple years haven't been super great export years for us corn-wise. So the fact that we're trading at 100% or better of the exports year-to-date is really a great number. We want to continue to see those export numbers grow on corn. So hopefully that continues into the next quarter of the marketing year.
So would you say we might see some of those numbers potentially in next week's USDA supply and demand update?
We could definitely see, there's a chance to see that corn usage number change, more so around domestic usage, I think. We could definitely see that change. You know, the other number that we're really looking at for next week's report is going to be the bean yield number. You know, we all have talked about how great bean yields are this year. The market's definitely got those fantastic yields figured in somewhat, especially this week. It feels like they've figured that in. So if the USDA doesn't report any significant yield increases on beans next week, we'll probably actually see fairly little reaction in the market. Now, if they do up their domestic usage on corn, we could see that be favorable towards the corn market next week.
All right, just quickly as we wrap up here, focus on our marketing plan right now, trying to protect some of those unpriced bushels, Heather?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got beans most of the way wrapped up for all of our clients. I'm still finishing pricing a little bit of the old crop, or this 2016 crop of beans. We're still above $9 for most locations in the state. On the corn side of things, you know, we all feel like we came into this harvest without enough corn priced. Kind of felt like we were behind the eight ball. At this point, we're looking at pricing corn and then either putting calls on, which limits our downside risk but allows us to play the game still upside. Looking at some calls off of the May or the July board, it gives us a lot of time to play that market and still be in the game if the market does choose to rally here post-harvest, post-January 1st, that time frame.
All right, very good. Good conversation. Thanks for the information, Heather, okay?
Thanks, Chad.
All right, we've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call toll-free 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.